Am I ready yet? Are you ready yet? This is KJLT Bozeman, KJLZ East, serving Helena Valley. Did I say East Helena? I'm supposed to say that. KJLT is supported by JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and web design. Online at jttech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And Danny Menhold Honda in Bozeman, featuring new Honda sports utilities and crossover vehicles like the HRV, CRV, Pilot, and the Ridgeline truck. More information at DannyMenholdHonda.com. Ron Sanchez here in the seat, taking over from Tim Tate. And we have the annual visit from Jack Rabbit, all the way from Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Long way from Montana, yeah.
And as warm as it is here, it's probably nicer weather than it has been in the East Coast.
That's why we're here, Ronnie, baby.
Yeah.
Get away from that New York humidity.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the heat wave it suffered last weekend. My heart goes out to all my East Coast friends.
Yeah, that's awful. And they're getting it in Europe right now. It was 108 in Paris.
Yeah, they had it last summer, too. Like 120 degrees in Baghdad. It's no joke.
Okay, what's it going to do here? It says today, mostly sunny and pleasant with the high of, what are they saying there? 86, and it's looks like it says it's 93 right now outside, and I'd believe that. That's pretty warm. Partly cloudy tonight, and Saturday, thunderstorms around in the evening. So nice weather around. I think it's going to stay warm all week, so not too bad. This is where people are going to be flocking to soon. And it, you know, after the oceans rise, we'll have a beach out here. Like I had a dream that the corner of 19th and College was the seashore, and I think that will ultimately happen.
You'll have beachfront property right here in
yes.
the mountains.
Okay. I have one more thing to take care of before we can get into the show. If I can find the mouse, I need some cheese because I'm having trouble locating the mouse. I want to put it right there. Put the weather away. What am I looking for? Oh, it's over here. I got to read this thing. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. All on at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, John Floridus performs at the Baxter. The 22nd annual Garden and Home Tour begins. It's Queers and Beers Night at 406 Brewing. The Ennis City Ramblers play at Norris Hot Springs. The Flick is at The Verge. Montana Rose is at Gallatin Riverhouse Grill. The Extreme History Walking Tour is Murders, Madams, and Mediums. And the Red Ants Pants Festival is in White Sulphur Springs. In Livingston, it's time for Art Walk. Hayes Carl plays at Pine Creek Lodge. Cody Johnson is at the Old Saloon. And the Canyon Kids are at the Murray. In Helena, the Last Chance Carnival is at the fairgrounds. Ruby Valley Boys and Barb Wire perform at the historic Canton Church. Corb Lund is performing at LNC Brewing Company. And in Missoula, Melissa Etheridge performs at the Wilma. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yep, there's a lot happening here in Bozeman, as you might have noticed, Jack. It's a hustle and bustle in the big city of Bozeman.
Yeah, Bozeman and Missoula are getting a lot more gigs than you used to.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we have a big venue being built right now. 1,200-seat venue is coming, and it's run by the same people who do all those shows in Missoula, so that looks good. And you know where it is?
No, where?
It's right on the other side of the school from our house.
Uh-huh.
So
you're going to keep Peter Rudd busy racking up the miles on his car. My good friend Peter, he's not adverse to traveling to see shows.
No kidding.
One of the things I like best about him is people like that. Don't take your rock and roll for granted.
No. When I was young, we were talking about that, how we just get in the car and drive to Denver to go see somebody or drive to Missoula, no problem. Seattle, sure, we're going. You know, somebody's playing nowadays. That's a long ride for me. And I'm reluctant to sit in the car for 12 hours.
That's a bit much, yeah. We used to just go to Boston or D.C. or Philadelphia. It's only 5 hours. Not so bad.
Yes.
My old band Springhouse did 24 hours round trip to play this festival in Kalamazoo recently. Been a long time since I'd gone that far for a gig to play.
Wow.
Back in November.
Yeah. I went to Jackson, Mississippi last summer to play.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
A little longer than 12 hours though, right? That sounds more like 20 or something.
I flew.
Oh, okay. We couldn't afford to fly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, Jack Rabbit's here, and if you don't remember, Jack publishes the lovely Big Takeover magazine and does his own radio show weekly, the Big Takeover radio show, online show. And we trade notes. I think we both look at each other's playlist and think,
I'm always stealing from you, buddy.
It's a two-way street.
Take them where you can get them, man.
Yeah, there's a few more in the loop who are involved. You might see the names come up, but Sebastian Gerber from Australia, I think he checks out your show, and his show is tomorrow in Australia, in Melbourne, and
like 14 hours ahead of us.
Yeah. So he checks, and a lot of times we end up playing these same songs, and sometimes it's purely by accident. We just the hive mind. So we got some records to play. We're gonna dig into Jack's stack of new stuff in a little bit. I have a bunch of new stuff. I've been mining the thrift stores, and the stuff that's turned up has been shockingly good.
Isn't it nice you have a radio show you can share them with?
Yes, that's the whole idea. I mean, you can show a picture of them on Facebook, but
right,
that's nothing. But here, and it's not a YouTube file I'm playing the piece slab of vinyl.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into that in a minute, too, because I just have so many. I filled up the singles box. I don't usually do that except on the Fun Drive show. I fill up a singles box, and that's for the Fun Drive show for this Friday afternoon, Swinging Singles Party.
Wow.
We do. But I like to mix it up on the other 51 weeks of the year, and this is a special show. So let's start right here with something we both know.
Papa Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande. Senior ring, a cheerleader with the football dude. When summertime's gonna hustle you. Papa Durande Rande, Durande Rande, Durande Rande. Gonna hustle you now. Gonna hustle you now. Gonna hustle you now. Gonna hustle you. Papa Durande Rande, Durande. When the big boys pass, little girl, it's overdue. When summer comes, gonna hustle you.
Go! I'm gonna wake you up early, 'cause I'm gonna take a ride with you.
said I'll wait till the summer comes along. Dear Lord, have I done so much wrong? How can I go on? Wonder what I did wrong. Can it be too much to ask? Come my way. Will I find someone to take the place of free? But I'll wait till the summer comes along. Dear Lord, tell me what did I do wrong? Can it be that you never wanted to break some poor mortal's heart? Let the winter roll along. I got nothing left but song.
course I do, 'cause I was born to be with you. All I grew, yes, I was born to be
up that first set with a favorite of mine, one of those interesting things. And you said it was 1970 on that?
A 1970s symphonic tribute to Brian Wilson.
Yeah, Gary Usher, who wrote quite a few songs with Brian Wilson back in the day. And that's a nice, great instrumental album. Better than the Hollywood Strings.
I'd have to say, yeah.
That was Caroline Noe from Pet Sounds from that album. We'll start off at the top with Jan and Dean from Filet of Soul doing Gonna Hustle You, which got rewritten as A New Girl in School.
A better song, but still.
Yeah, pretty funny one. And there's another version they did, that Legendary Masked Surfers. They went back to that with Brian Wilson helping out and some other people and did a new version of Gonna Hustle You and Summer Means Fun. One of those interesting 1970s UA Records strange releases.
I don't know how you find this stuff, Ron.
It was given to me probably by Greg Shaw or Marty Surf, one of the guys at UA Records in LA. That's how I know that one.
Serendipity.
Didn't you ever read Who Put the Bomb magazine back in those old days?
A little too young.
Okay, because all that stuff was covered, so it was just that was the source for stuff.
I cut my teeth on Slash and Search and Destroy and the New York Rocker and Trouser Press.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fair enough. I've heard the Beach Boys themselves from All Summer Long. That album came out 55 years ago. That was the soundtrack to my summer of 1964. Mm. And I had a skateboard and stuff.
The guy was still running around in diapers personally.
Okay. Kinks from the expanded kind of Kinks. Must have been a single or EP or something. Wait Till Summer Comes Along. Small Faces. I was hoping to sort of fool Jim Burton at home with a deep Small Faces B-side, but you said probably not.
Jim knows his Small Faces B-sides. My wife just texted saying that they're listening in the car because I couldn't get it on the computer in the house. How's that for dedication? Huh?
Yeah.
That's my boy Jim and my wife Mary and my son Caroline all digging the Ron Sanchez show.
Yeah, well, there you go. That was for Jim. Great song, too. Well, late Small Faces B-side. I know I was showing off that other Small Faces single I found at the thrift store the other day.
Right. Well, I took Jim to see the Undertones because that was one of his favorite bands ever, and I'd promised him if they ever came for any reason, I would take him. And he was talking to the singer backstage after the show, and I told the singer that Jim had learned a Small Faces song on piano and sang it. And he actually took Jim into the hallway looking for a piano. Couldn't find one and made Jim sing the song a cappella for him. Yeah. It was All or Nothing.
Oh.
And he was utterly charmed that this 11-year-old could sing an entire Small Faces oddity.
Yeah, and really well, too. And then we changed gears. The Cordettes. That might be the original version of Born to Be With You. I'm not sure. I know it from... the Dave Edmonds, and then back to the Dion version. Uh-huh. And you had a good story about the Cordettes.
Yeah, actually, one of my subscribers 10 or 15 years ago noted that I'd mentioned the Cordettes in a review I'd written and noted that one of their members was his mother and that she was absolutely delighted to see this like underground magazine mention her old 50s singing group.
Oh, yeah. I think I have a couple of Cordettes singles. They're not that obscure in my book.
Well, Mr. Sandman would be the song most people know these days, but it was 60 years ago, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's in my lifetime. Okay, let's do a plug something, and then I have some more records to play.
Hi, this is Kurt LeClaire, and I'm the director of the Music Doc. So good. I can't take it. A film about the punk and new wave scene in Montana in the 80s. On Tuesday, July 30th, the Bozeman Film Society, the Ellen Theater, Cactus Records, and KGLT are screening the film, and I'm going to be there. It'll be a real party with live music from Bozeman's Love Darts and other local rockers. Tickets are available online at theellentheater.com and at the box office. It'll be a great way to kick off Sweet Pea Week. A KGLT movie party featuring So Good, I Can't Take It. 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 30th at the Ellen Theater. See you there.
Oh, request. Well, I'm ahead of the game. That's the advantage of being old. You can think a little quicker than the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids just sent a request and you already had it queued up.
Yes.
That's hive mind at its best.
So that movie, you got to come back Tuesday. It's an incredible documentary about Montana bands from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, I think Patty Dean is going to bring up that to Helena on Wednesday. I think if it's the same movie we're talking about. It sounds like it is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Great. Fantastic.
We're supposed to see the Super Suckers, but I think we can do both, she was saying.
Kirk was a film student here. And moved away and just got an itch to do it. Do you know that they've done a couple of Montana compilation albums now, the Long Time Coming, which gathered together odds and ends from bands from the 70s and 60s. And then they did another one by a full band, Fanatics, something like that. Billings Band, I think. Well, they found tons of footage, all kinds of interviews. I'm one of the talking heads in it.
As well, you should be.
And I got three songs in it, which just really thrilled me. Didn't expect that.
I think your label and radio show was all I knew about this state before I came here.
Well, it's a really well done doc, and I highly recommend it. And there's rumors that some of us are going to play. I'm not sure what's become of that, but there'll be some live music there. So I think Kels at least got his half of it together. So check it out. It's good fun. It's a really fast-paced movie. You don't even have to know the people, though, if you're a Bozeman or a southwest, east, western Montana local, you're going to see a lot of faces you know from the past. A lot of kids who grew up around here and these bands used to play here when they could gather together 20 local bands to play a festival.
Well, it's great when people do stuff that documents things.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect, and it's just stunning. Really well done. Okay, we better move on because we've been yakking for a really long time. But that's all right. That's what we're here for, to talk and play music. This one goes out to the family driving around Helena.
The family rabid?
Yes.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. So hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say.
what you see now. I'm too much in love. Call your number on my wall and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, oh,
walking down this road to home, traveling through these hills and valleys, traveling and I'm all alone. I'm gonna see my woman, I'm gonna see my home. I've been a long time moving, I get to wonder how they are. Walking down this road to my town, walking down this road to home, traveling through these hills and valleys, traveling and I'm all alone. Walking down this road to my town, walking down this road to home, traveling through these hills and valleys, traveling and I'm all alone. Gonna see the parson if I can catch him in. I bet he's down there fishing, fishing with my brother Jim. And if I never get there, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Walking down this road to home, traveling through these hills and valleys, traveling and I'm all alone. Walking down this road to my town, walking down this road to home, traveling through these hills and valleys, traveling and I'm all alone. Like that girl of mine.
can see her. She can see me. Oh no, no, she can know just where I'll be. See the sun kiss her skin as I sit up in this tree. And we will watch her all day long, my telescope and me. Shape on the fly against the light, and I look in her room as she moves restlessly. And we will watch her all night long, telescope and me.
Finishing that up with the birds themselves. Sort of a blend of birds-like music there, including the Beatles.
I was just playing that album 2 days ago for my wife and children. It's amazing the synchronicity we have, me and you.
That just happened to be. I think it was still laying out, and I just threw it back in the box and didn't fit with those songs.
When Jim was in kindergarten, his teacher taught him how to play So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. You know, like the second song he ever learned. And we were listening to that in Thoughts and Words. They're just such an incredible band.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite of their albums.
Yeah, that one and Notorious B.I.G. Brothers, I think, are the two finest.
Yeah, some really great stuff. Chris Hillman came into his own once it was clear Gene Clark was really gone.
Yeah. Well, he wrote Thoughts and Words, right?
He did.
That's in my top five favorite songs.
The other one, Girl with No Name.
I'm kicking myself I didn't get to see that tour he did with McGuinn recently.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been nice. Marty Stewart playing guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an absolute super group.
Yeah, the clips I saw was really nice. Start off with the Beatles from the English Hard Day's Night, Things We Said Today, and neither of us can remember what American album it's on.
I know. We both grew up on the American versions, but we both switched to the English versions once the CDs came along. Now we can't remember what's on Beatles 6 and Beatles' second album and
Something New.
Something New, Yesterday and Today, all the fake Beatles albums.
Yeah, yeah. And it was only recently I realized that there's Songs from Help on the American Rubber Soul.
Yeah, the openers are both sides.
Yeah.
What a crock.
Yeah, that threw me completely.
They were trying to cash in on the new folk rock revolution the Byrds had started.
Yeah.
And that got us Simon Garfunkel back.
Yeah. Okay, what else in there? Oh, from San Jose. We were two San Jose bands. Ones I saw. The first one, Stained Glass. They played in my high school. And when I was down in Atlanta a few years ago, I met the guitar player, Alec Plow from the Zombies.
Oh, we were just talking about him.
He said, there's somebody here you need to meet. He said, you'll recognize him. And I spent the whole evening looking for somebody, and I never found him. They said, well, here he is, Bob Rominger. And I looked at him and thought, well, yes, that's you. Had a nice chat with him. Great San Jose band. They had quite a few singles on RCA and a couple albums. The singles are what you want. The other side, that's all they put out was one single. That was one side of it, Walking Down the Road. Great folky rock band. They're the folk rock side of the garage scene in San Jose, with the Chuck Watts band being the Stones and the Stones and the Pretty Things and Yardbirds. And then you had the incredible other side. It's a shame that's all they ever put out. There's stuff around. And there's a single I almost played that they did sort of after the fact. They got signed to A&M, did a single, it never came out. Just got promoed and that's it. And
just to bring it full circle, as we were talking about, that song they were covering was George Harrison being influenced by the Byrds.
Yes.
Their cover of Pete Seeger's The Bells of Rimini. And the Byrds formed after seeing the Beatles' Hard Day's Night movie. So there's just a great kind of cat chasing its tail around and around.
Yes.
Producing such amazing music as a result.
Yes. They're similar but different. Both very creative in the studio.
One very American and the other one influenced by American.
Yeah.
Decidedly English.
Yeah. And the Beatles could do American R&B a lot better than the Byrds could ever do.
Yes, I agree with that.
They're race on it, where the Byrds came from the Hootenanny scene.
Yeah, they were more folk people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with the mamas and papas folks.
Yep. Who else was in there? Neil Ford and the Fanatics. You heard That Girl of Mine. And then from the Zombies compilation, Into the Afterlife. That's actually a demo called The Telescope, Mr. Galileo. Nice stuff. And I was showing Jack that compilation. I only got turned on to it a few weeks ago. And essentially is a Zombies album that isn't a Zombies album. It's all the parties involved in the Zombies, but it was never meant for public consumption except for a couple of the singles on there.
Just another incredible thing I've learned from you, Mr. Sanchez. I can't believe that escaped my attention, being a gigantic Zombies fan I am.
I missed it too. I wouldn't have even looked at it with that cover.
Wow, and 11 unreleased tracks out of 20, plus one that's was only released in Italy.
I got to tell you, this 3 o'clock hour was underwritten by a Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College and 11th. And on the north side at Rousen Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at thedailycoffeebar.com. Okay, I got something that you didn't recognize. We have some Australian things in the box today, and this is one of them. And the guys from the Easy Beats, Vanda and Young, they sort of camped out in England for a long time and did the last Easy Beats album, I guess, in an alcohol haze. And after that, they started recording and putting records out under a bunch of different names. And this is one of them. This group actually put out an album that included their younger brother, Angus Young, on it.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I played a track by Flash in the Pan on my show.
Yeah, that's one of the bands. And then
but this is one I never heard of, yeah. So you're again schooling me.
Yeah, Marcus Hook Roll Band. There's a Half as Whiskey Sour and several others like that that you can find. They're pretty hard to track down. I have some, but they're all good. And this is a killer song, and you have to have the single. The album compilation version is not the right version.
I'm mistake about that.